Testing, testing. Testing, 1, 2. Coming live from Tokyo. Hello, everybody. I'm Johnny Masca, and welcome to my show tonight. Amazon's Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power, is coming out on Friday, and I recommend you do not watch it. In actual fact, I recommend that we boycott this all shit bay. Who is with me? Give me a hell yeah! So, yeah, Amazon's Rings of Power, their spin-off of Lord of the Rings, based on Tolkien's incomplete works, I believe it's called The Silmarillion or something like that, is coming out on Friday. There's been loads of controversy about it. The legacy of Lord of the Rings has been overshadowed by leftist woke politics, yay. And if you point that out, all the sycophants shilling for Lord of the Woke are going to attack you. It's par for the course, but hold your ground, Massacre Mates, hold your ground, because look, we like these cool franchises, and we shouldn't just allow these people to destroy them right under our noses without a little bit of pushback, wouldn't you say? So to give you the gist of this, there is an article on the Wall Street Journal, and they let it be known that this is the most expensive show of all time. Wouldn't it be a shame if it didn't succeed? And that might teach these wokesters a thing or two before they ruin your next favorite beloved franchise. So over on the Wall Street Journal, they say how Amazon turned Lord of the Rings into the most expensive show of all time. The Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power, which premieres September the 2nd, yes, that is this Friday, has cost the streamer roughly $715 million. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. That is a crazy total. That basically makes Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power, the most expensive movie of all time. Does it not? Does it not? Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure that is true. So just an unbelievable stat. Let's go through this article a little bit more just to give you a context, some context about what's going on this Friday. They say it was one deal to rule them all. Back in 2017, the estate of author J.R.R. Tolkien, along with executives from Warner Brothers, was shopping the television rights to Lord of the Rings. Netflix saw a ready-made franchise. HBO was hoping to get another Game of Thrones, but in the end, with the backing of Jeff Bezos, Amazon won out, paying nearly $250 million for the rights alone. Over the next 5 years, Amazon would mount The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, an 8-episode season premiering September the 2nd, this Friday. It is the most expensive season of television ever made. Between its first season budget and the rights agreements, the Rings of Power bill comes to roughly $715 million, or about 5,143,885 annual Prime subscriptions, 0.15% of Amazon's 2021 revenues, and approximately one-fifth of what New Zealand, where the series was filmed, allocated for its defense budget this year. And the crazy thing about this that just comes to mind is, even if this fails, it's not even a dent in Amazon's revenues. The amount paid, $715 million for this series, only represents 0.15% of Amazon's revenues last year. So even if it fails, it doesn't really matter. And I guess this is the danger of a monopoly. Monopolies, even if they fail with their various ventures, it often doesn't matter because they make so much money anyways. And when these monopolies are kind of buying out the rights to your favorite movies, no one of these things get destroyed. So that is happening on this Friday. So just in a couple of days, it's going to stream. Are you going to watch it? I am curious. But I do urge you to boycott this because Massacre Mates, it is going to be woke-tastic trash. I absolutely guarantee it. Already, Amazon have hired a PR team to start promoting this woke nonsense. Over in the Times, they have a puff piece saying, Elijah Who, the amazing new stars of The Lord of the Rings. And we have a diminutive beta male elf, presumably on the right. And we have a strong, powerful woman looking at you balefully in the middle. And I guarantee it, I have studied wokeness from start to finish. I saw it coming with my woke radar way before wokeness took over every single medium known to man. And I'm telling you, this is going to be exactly the same as what they did with Star Wars. They're going to put Whammon as the lead characters. And then when you call it out and say, why are you destroying this shit with intersectional leftist politics? They're going to call you the bad person, and the developers and makers are going to shame you and call you a bad word. Just look at this shot of Lord of the Rings. We've got basically a Wammen with two massive swords who's going to go around kicking ass. Try to suspend your disbelief for that. And even if this fails, Amazon are going to declare this a success anyway. So I'm warning you for that. I'm prepping you for that. Check out what they say on Bounding Into Comics, Bastion Against Wokeness. They say, report, Amazon Studios will declare The Lord of the Rings Rings of Power a victory regardless of actual viewership. A new report claims that Amazon Studios and Prime Video will declare their upcoming series The Lord of the Rings Rings of Power a victory regardless of actual viewership. Business Insider claims to have spoken to a number of anonymous insiders at Amazon Studios explaining what success for the series, which is estimated to have cost upwards of $1 billion for the first season, looks like. Quote, word from those who've seen the episodes is positive, and several industry insiders predicted to Insider that Amazon will find a way, regardless of actual viewership, to sound the trumpets of victory. The reason why it's going to succeed is because the executives at Amazon need it to succeed. If it doesn't succeed, there's going to be a big question from Amazon's chief executive officer. If we can't take this piece of IP and make it successful, why is Amazon Studios even here? It has to succeed. There's no option. So there's quite a lot riding on this, even though it represents this outlay on Lord of the Rings represents a fraction of Amazon's revenue from last year. $715 million or a billion plus, as this article suggests on Bounding Into Comics, is very significant, and no one can really spend that much money and it not be a success. So again, this is why you have to boycott this stuff on Friday and not tune into Amazon Lord of the Rings, not watch it. So these people are hit in the pocket and then they don't wokeify other great franchises and basically destroy them. Bounding Into Comics says, another insider indicated that the show has outperformed other Amazon Studios and Prime Video offerings, telling the outlets, if it's not the highest performing thing Amazon has ever done, it is a failure. But the insider added the caveat, but the outside world may never know. So quite simply, it's going to be difficult to find the official figures of this. Amazon obviously are going to release the figures, but there are various companies that do track streaming statistics. So hopefully we are going to end up seeing exactly whether this is successful or not, and Amazon cannot suppress it. But you have to imagine that if the streaming figures aren't what Amazon desire them to be, they're going to desperately try to suppress all of the results. So we'll be looking out for the streaming statistics when this hits next week. And you want to see some of the media surrounding Lord of the Rings, just to remind you how toxic this stuff is. Okay, we'll check this out. These are typical articles that are doing the rounds at the moment. This is from junkie.com. They have a headline that says, racist Lord of the Rings fans can't handle black female dwarves in new prequel trailer. So if you oppose a political Democrat leftist takeover of your favorite franchise, that makes you not just a bad person, but a horrible racist piece of trash. They say in this article, racist piss baby. This is a real article on the internet. Racist piss baby. Lord of the Ring fans have decided that female dwarves of color is the proverbial hill they want to die on. Excuse me a minute while I go and throw up. Female dwarves of color. What are we even talking about here? When leftists get hold of anything, they will absolutely destroy it. And quite simply, the reason why they put black dwarves in this and black elves and all this kind of stuff is it's a leftist takeover of this beloved franchise. So when leftists want to take over something, they'll just start race swapping it, they'll start putting intersectional politics in, they'll gender swap it, they'll put loads of women in there in roles that are meant for men, and they'll put loads and loads of black people or people of color in there in order to quite simply take over the whole medium. It's full of leftist ideology. And the genius trick here is, if you oppose it and say, well, why are you making this political? You're the ones who are obsessed with race. This is a tale based on old school Britain, basically, and Europe, which of course was full of white people back then, the same way Africa is full of black people back then. If you make something about Africa, I don't know, like Black Panther is going to have black people. If you make something about Lord of the Rings, it's going to have white people. If that's basically, you know, if you point that kind of stuff out, they're basically going to call you racist And they want to equate being a Democrat with being like anti-racist. So therefore, if you are anti-racist and you support this stuff, that makes you a Democrat. And if you don't support this stuff, like putting intersectional politics in, basically that makes you a racist. And it also, because Democrats stand for that, that makes you racist for not being a Democrat. So they want to make being anti-racist and being a Democrat leftist one and the same thing to make it impossible not to be a leftist. And that's basically what they're doing in Lord of the Rings. Leftists want a giant centralized government, and that means they want to control everything, including your favorite franchise. That's why when you look at huge leftist governments over the years, like the Soviet governments and stuff, there's political propaganda everywhere. And in America, it's no different now. You have a leftist government, and because they want to control everything, what you eat, what you see, where you go, what you do, what you spend your money on, they also want to control what you watch. And to do that, they just fill stuff with political propaganda. So quite simply, the reason they put black dwarves and elves and stuff in this is because they want to take over a beloved franchise and promote their political ideology to vast swathes of people. And there will be a backlash against the fans. There will be a backlash, as you can see by that insane article on junkie.com. If you call this out, they're going to attack you. So when Lord of the Rings comes out, it's going to get review bombed, obviously. And then the developers and Amazon and everyone involved in it, the actors, the actresses, they're all going to create a backlash against the fans. They're going to call you racist. They're going to call you terrible people. Can you not see why politicizing a franchise like Lord of the Rings, which is so non-political, is a bad idea? They've done this so many times over the years. They did this with Ghostbusters. And then if you don't like Ghostbusters because there's women in it, in a man's role, like men going out to kick ass, like bus ghosts, you put some women in there, you call it out. They called the fans sexist. Saints Row, this video game that came out now, if you call out the wokeness of Saints Row, they're going to call you a pejorative. Same as Star Wars, right? They put wars are fought by men. Like 99% of people who die in wars are men. So therefore, the face of Star Wars is men. It's about the male journey. And when they take that away and they put women in it, again, for the reasons I previously mentioned, because they want to take over the whole medium. Democrats and leftists just want to take over a medium and then use it for political propaganda. When you call that out with Star Wars, they're going to call you a sexist. Same with Obi-Wan. Remember Revan? They obviously put a diversity casting in there, like a kind of powerful woman, a pudgy woman, body positivity woman. If you point that out, you're racist, sexist, fattest, body-shaming bastard. Basically, if you're not a Democrat, if you don't support all of these things, it's political propaganda, you're a terrible person. That's what it's all about, political propaganda for the left. And if you're basically not a leftist, if you don't support this leftist propaganda, you're a terrible person. So you better be a leftist or at least be shamed into silence. So on gamer.com, this is the kind of controversy that's surrounding Lord of the Rings. They say it's sadly not surprising that comments are usually rooted in misogyny regarding criticism of Lord of the Rings. I've seen far more people complain about Sophia Nonvette's dwarf princess Dissa, the first black dwarf in the Tolkien adaptation, than Cordova's elf or Henry's Harfoot. As is so often the way with these things, racism and sexism go hand in hand, and the most marginalized people suffer for it. Man, I better vote Democrat because they're going to save all these black people and I'm going to promote Lord of the Rings, their propaganda. Why are we talking about this? Why are we talking about this? We should be talking about cool shit like elves and dwarves and kicking ass and Sauron and spiders and like. But now it's all about political stuff because these people are activists and everything is now politicized because leftism seems to be dominating the world, and it's rather disturbing. Lest I remind you, Lord of the Rings, Massacre Mates, was a mythology for Britain based on, and this is a quote from Tolkien himself, the clime and soil of the Northwest, meaning Britain and hither parts of Europe. But Gamer, that outlet that I just read from, says, quote, however, the assumption that all people in this region that Tolkien mentioned were white stems from 19th century white nationalism in Germany and later Nazi propaganda. So if you say, hang on a minute, why are they putting a black dwarf in Lord of the Rings? Then that basically makes you a Nazi. And that's the leftist strategy going into midterms. And it has been for the God knows how many years. If you're not a Democrat, if you're not a leftist, if you don't like our propaganda, you are the worst person on earth. So they want to scare you into doing this and becoming an activist. Actually, nah, all of Tolkien's descriptions of elves and stuff are with pale skin. That's literally how he describes them. So making Lord of the Rings full of black characters is kind of like making Black Panther full of white people. And in order to expose how actually racist this is, all you have to do is flip it around. So imagine with Black Panther, put loads of white people in, and if you question it, oh, you're racist, you're against. How ridiculous does that sound? That's just as ridiculous as what Amazon is doing here to Lord of the Rings. So let's take Miriel, for example, a character that's going to be in Rings of Power. So Tolkien said, she was a woman of great beauty, smaller than were most women of that land, with bright eyes. Tar Miriel, the queen, fairer than silver or ivory and pearl. So that's literally what Tolkien wrote. And then this is the character they casted, with a black woman on the right. And me pointing that out doesn't make me a racist. It's just a fact. So they put these politics in there because it's leftist politics. And they just, it's about power. They want to take over a huge, huge influential medium like Lord of the Rings. So going back to the Gamer, that woke website, they say Tolkien's works aren't free from criticism themselves. This journalist who, this cheap-ass journalist who no one's going to remember in 5 minutes is telling Tolkien how he should have written. He said the anti-Semitic stereotypes in Tolkien's depiction of dwarves may have been written with good intentions, but calling Jewish people gifted does not atone for the stereotypes he perpetuated. Oh my God. So now you can see why this has all gone wrong. Leftist activists have taken control of Lord of the Rings and they're saying Lord of the Rings is racist, so let's fix it. They have a vested interest in racism. They have to find racism everywhere in order to shut you up and take over something, in this case, Lord of the Rings. But no wonder this Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power, that's coming out on Friday on Amazon, which I don't think you should watch and I think we should boycott, is full of all this kind of weird leftist propaganda, when Lindsay Webber, the Rings of Power's executive producer, addressed these controversies of hiring actors of color in a Vanity Fair article, saying, quote, "It only felt natural to us that an adaptation of Tolkien's work would reflect what the world actually looks like." Lord of the Rings is not now a reflection on 2022 Generation Z Starbucks. It is a reflection of Tolkien's mind of what that era was, and it's the exact opposite of what you're talking about. This random guy on Twitter sums it up pretty well. Gon says, it's a straw man to justify the despicable fan fiction Amazon and the activists are going to stain Tolkien's works with that abortion of a TV show. So what can you do about this? If you want to see a good Lord of the Rings, like the Peter Jackson one, you know what you have to do is simply not watch it on Friday. I know it's tempting. You already have a fuck. Even I have an Amazon Prime subscription. It's genius the way they got everyone to get it and you don't even know you've got it. So you're going to be able to watch it anyways. I know the temptation's there. I've already got Amazon Prime. Don't watch it. Don't watch it. $750 million outlay, or maybe a billion plus. They have to make a return on it. If you don't watch it, then next time they won't make it woke and there'll be more inclined to make it faithful to Tolkien's original work. So don't watch it. Don't support woke shit. Woke shit is everywhere. Avengers, Star Wars, Ghostbusters, soon to be Aliens and X-Men because Disney have bought Fox, Lord of the Rings, video games, Saints Row. Everywhere I look, wokeness is there. And once something becomes political, it destroys it. It really, really does. It's not fun anymore. It's not honest. It's not unorthodox. It's not unique. It's not challenging. It is echoing the state message. It's state propaganda. And anything the government gets involved with is fucking awful. So we need to stop supporting this stuff. Do not watch it on Friday. Hashtag boycott Rings of Power. That is the boycott hashtag. I searched that over on Twitter. And that's the one people are using. Hashtag boycott Rings of Power. Do not watch this on Friday. Spread this video out. Share it with your mates. We need to expose these people who are destroying these amazing franchises. I am Johnny Masco, and if you're just joining us, we're discussing Amazon's Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power, coming out on Friday, and why, in my opinion, I would recommend you to boycott it. Hashtag boycott Rings of Power. But if you have been watching from the beginning, then stop your grinning and drop your linen, donate some cash, and let's keep winning. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Masco. The more you donate, the more of me you're going to get. I simply cannot make these videos without your donations. We haven't had a dollar donated in 6 days. We only have 42 hours to go to make some more donations. Are you feeling generous? Do you want to keep having these videos? If so, please click the donate link in the description box below. Do it now! Looking at your comments. Hello, everybody. I see Gary Von Merbach in the comments. I see Brad W. saying, hell no. Hello, yeah, to the boycott. Gary Von Merbach says, pushback is good. Richard says, I'm not watching after what they did to Wheel of Time. I don't know what that is, but I'm guessing they destroyed it like they're about to destroy Lord of the Rings. Brad W says, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're incentivized to make all of this garbage compensated via ESC score. What does that mean? Anyone know if the ESG money comes from tax dollars? What does that mean? ESG. I don't know. Thorn says, regardless of if it succeeds, if it loses money, investors will riot. Okay, that's a good point and relevant to tonight's show. Thank you, Thorn. Thorn says, we can handle them. They just need to look like men, great beards and all, like they described. Well, there you go. Is that so difficult? Obviously it is for Amazon's producers. Mark Hatfield in the comments says, howdy, Johnny. Lord of the Rings will have lots of rainbows. I'm sure it will. And if you point that out, then you're going to be called a terrible person. If you're not a Democrat, if you're not a leftist, if you don't like Lord of the Rings propaganda, if you don't become an activist and promote this nonsense, you're a terrible person, according to Amazon. Good. Thank you for your comments. Slubs in the comments. I do like to hear from Slubs. Slubs, the Arsenal Football Club. We're doing all right, bruv. We're doing all right. We're doing really well, amazingly. Won our first four games. How is your team doing? Slubs says, it comes from Celtic, Anglo-Saxon myth and Viking lore, wrote over 100 years ago. Come on. There you go, Slubs. Slubs is has some good knowledge that he shares with us on this show, the Johnny Massacre show. Party time, says Gary von Merbach. I wish. So what else tonight? I mean, fucking hell, I've got so much in the chamber. I've spent the last 2 days collating a whole bunch of headlines, and there's so much stuff to go through. I wonder if I can take out a few more birds with one stone by covering a few other topics tonight. Rice pizza is the easiest thing to cover on this show. All the other things required a lot of research that I've been collating. For example, you need an ID to buy whipped cream now in New York, but you don't need an ID to vote, apparently, or at least they're pushing for that to happen. Another piece I want to run is how Biden is going to run in 2024. He just registered for that. Also, how Biden's midterm strategy is not so different to Antifa's. I was looking at Antifa trending on Twitter. Whenever that happens, it's complete eye AIDS, and the small niche of Antifa members, who actually number quite a lot in and of themselves, kind of take over the Twitter trending and AstroTurf it to make them look like good people. Lots of eye AIDS in their tweets tonight. And other news, British pubs are closing. Lots of businesses are closing in Britain, not just because of Ovid K, but now because of inflation, which is rather sad. The middle classes and working classes being wiped out, leaving all the money and therefore the power in the hands of our benevolent, lovely globalist government. Other headlines out there, Japan is going nuclear. Japan is looking to invest in nuclear energy, which I guess is quite good for me because it means they're not too beholden to the globalist cabal who obviously want them to go green, but I don't think they're going to do it. They're only going to go green insofar as Homer's radioactive isotope thing that he carries in the intro to The Simpsons. Other news articles that I've got coming, and I will do another show tonight because we didn't have one on Monday, include things like Notting Hill Carnival, big carnival in the UK. There's always a stabbing or a killing in that, and loads of crime. This year was no different, and there was a piece on that in the Daily Fail talking about how the Notting Hill Carnival continues to be a little bit chaotic and lawless. I also want to do a piece about how the Dems have now played their hand. Republicans, your move. I have noticed the Dem strategy for the midterms is complete. Quite simply, it is Orange Man Bad is the main strategy, and that was compounded by the wing of the Democratic Party, the FBI, raiding him to make him look bad. So Orange Man Bad, that was part of their strategy, and that was the kind of spearhead of the January the 6th committee. It was kind of the icing on the cake, if you will. That's topped with Donald Trump being raided by the FBI. So Orange Man Bad is the Dem strategy for 2022. Also, it is socialism, free money. Here, have some free money. We're going to cancel your student loans. Don't know if that will get through the Supreme Court, but that's the next part of their strategy. And there is a third part, which they are going to do, in my opinion, which is the Iran deal. So I think they're going to rush the Iran deal just for political posturing. Of course, rushing any deal means you're going to get a bad deal. And it doesn't matter how much time you take doing it. That Iran deal is going to be as effective as the North Korean deal. They're still going to get nuclear weapons, but you're just going to give American taxpayer money to the tune of $100 billion a year to speed up their nuclear program. So those are the three things. That's the three parts of their strategy. And I know that now because Biden is tweeting a lot and he wasn't tweeting this much before. So quite simply, their plan has been executed and now it's just loads of tweets for whoever is running the country. It's obviously not Biden. And Biden's tweets are just pure iAIDS. It is pure, pure, pure iAIDS. They've got absolutely nothing to offer at all. And it's just a wonder how they're in power. So yes, the Dem strategy is complete and now it's Republicans' turn. And the interesting thing is Ben Shapiro, who's a really the most prolific conservative commentator out there and someone who might even run for president one day, I would support him personally. He says that when Republicans come out in support of Donald Trump, it has a bad effect on their polls in the midterm. So that's quite interesting. Perhaps the media, according to Ben Shapiro, have made Trump such a persona non grata that even expressing your support for him hurts them. But then again, these polls are always bullshit. And I don't know about that because Liz Cheney, she lost her primary and all the rhinos or Republicans in name only who supported the January 6th committee have now been voted out. So that to me tells me that the people want Donald Trump, but whether the people can get what they want in the face of rampant fortification, according to Time magazine, is another matter. Do I still need to do a show on that? Have I summarized that neatly already? Perhaps I already have. Other things I wanted to talk about, well, in relation to that, Biden did a rally and he couldn't fill a fucking basketball court in a blue state, which is quite amusing. Other things, the FBI released the affidavit that justified, it's basically a sworn statement that justified their raiding of their political rival in a manner not dissimilar to communists in Hong Kong trying to raid pro-democracy people. And it was completely redacted, so we couldn't see anything. Censorship is a hallmark of the left, and the FBI are owned by the left, so that doesn't surprise me at all. And quite simply, the reason I haven't covered that yet is because the FBI, don't listen to anything they say anymore. They've obviously proven themselves to be completely owned by the left. Won't go after Hillary Clinton when she didn't even have the power to declassify documents that Donald Trump does, when she had loads and loads and loads of classified documents flying around on her private email server. And when she was subpoenaed, she bleach-bitted all of her emails and she wasn't investigated. But Donald Trump is, and they spent loads of our millions of dollars of your tax money investigating him when he didn't do anything, when Hillary Clinton created the pretext for that by basically getting Sussman and paying her lawyer there to report things to the FBI that didn't even exist. Give me a break. So anything the FBI says, I wouldn't even listen to it anyways. And whether they're right or wrong, the fact that I feel that way, and obviously a lot of you feel that way, and millions, tens of millions of Americans feel that way, shows you at the very least that the trust in American institutions has broken down. And whose fault is that? You tell me. Other things I want to talk about, I've got shows lined up to talk about, is cash. So you're starting to see loads of articles now about how cash is going to be phased out in 5 years, and it's all going to be automatic payments. There are news articles on Twitter showing signs in Starbucks saying, then phasing out cash, and you're seeing this everywhere. And this is terrifying because if there's no cash, that means all payments are going to be digital. That means the government will be able to see all your payments. This ties into the central banking digital currency system that quite simply means everything is going to be digital. Every payment you make will be monitored. And you saw over the last 2 years, if you didn't take an vaccine, they would deny your access to society. In America, they even froze bank accounts when they protested government tyranny. And at least if you have cash, you've got a bit of cash in the safe, if the FBI aren't raiding it in Donald Trump-esque fashion, then you're kind of going to be all right. But if there's no cash, that means you're completely beholden to the government. And if you're completely beholden to the government, power invariably corrupts and they will become too powerful. And in my opinion, in the end, your access to your bank account will be denied if you even do something like make, quote, hate speech, unquote, which in the end will quite simply be say anything counter to a tyrannical government. So I want to do an episode about that. Did I just do it there? Do I have to do it now? You tell me in the comments. Other things I want to talk about is Djokovic. So Djokovic was excluded from the US Open for not being vaccinated, which is insane because as even the most ardent vaccine zealots would tell you, it doesn't stop the spread. So the only argument for Djokovic not attending the US Open would be that he might take up hospital space, but Djokovic has enough money to buy your fucking hospital, bruv. So that's not even an argument. So why was he excluded? Well, he was excluded because Moderna sponsored the event. So look at this screenshot. You can see this is from the US Open. And in the bottom right, it says brought to you by Moderna. And that is in front of an athlete retiring in the first round of the US Open after experiencing dizziness and shortness of breath in the second set. So there you go. Sponsored by Moderna, an athlete, presumably vaccinated, being short of breath. And no wonder Djokovic wasn't allowed to attend. And in my opinion, the US Open tennis court is a metaphor for the United States or countries at large. It shows you if you pay enough money, he who pays the piper calls the tune. So if the people who want to sell the vaccine sponsor the event, then they're not going to let unvaccinated people play, even if there's no reason for them not to do that. It just makes their product not look very good. So if you expand that on a macro level to a whole country, well, you know, the activists, the non-profit, the NGOs, the anonymous billionaires who lobby the government, if they do the same thing, aren't they going to achieve what Moderna achieved by sponsoring the US Open? These people are going to basically sponsor the government, and the government are going to do whatever they say. Again, he who pays the piper calls the tune. So if you take the US Open as a metaphor, Moderna paying loads of money to basically control what happens in that tournament, imagine all these anonymous billionaires and billionaires like Bill Gates who support all this nonsense, lobbying the government. Imagine the things the government will do that are similarly criminal and dishonest and false and hurtful. So that's another thing I kind of wanted to talk about. Do I need to talk about it now? Do I need to make an episode about it now? Other things I wanted to talk about include green energy. So the Guardian's running a piece that says, I think the US's target is for renewable energy to be the main source of energy by 2030. It's quite a convenient amount of time, right? Because then you can vote a leftist government in to achieve that. And when it doesn't happen, then they can just, I don't know, blame it on racism or something. But I started to research green energy, and just the stats about it is amazing. It's amazing. It's just green energy is basically a scam. So I wanted to talk about that and how it's going to be impossible for green energy to be America's main energy by 2030. If that was true, that would be amazing. But I don't think it is true. Other things, yeah, it's quite simply about how America is about to sign a deal with Iran, go back into the Iran deal, which would give Iran $100 billion a year, supposedly to stop them getting nuclear weapons. But all it's going to do is fund their nuclear weapons in the same way as it did when America did pretty much the same thing with North Korea back in 1994. So those are all the things I kind of wanted to talk about. And I'm going to probably make an episode on some of those. I've written down a lot. I spent a lot of time researching it. Are there any preferences for you lot? What you want to see? Anything I've just mentioned? What would you like to see me make an episode on? There are 13 concurrent viewers. If you let me know in the comments, I always read them and I will duly respond. So back to the comments. Slav says, Rangers got into the Champions League. Good for you, mate. Rangers, good for you. Arsenal signed Jesus. What more can I say, bruv? Yeah, Jesus. Jesus. How do you pronounce his name? Anyways, our new striker signed from Man City is tearing up the Premier League, which is awesome, and I'm happy to see it. I'm happy to see it. Richard says, buy gold and silver. It would be good if people weren't so broke already. Awesome, everybody. So I hope you enjoyed tonight's episode. I'm going to go for a run now for an hour. I'm going to come back. I'm going to make another episode because why the hell not? I will be back. Please let me know what you want me to talk about. I have enjoyed speaking to you tonight. I have been Johnny Masker. And I tell you what, Masker mates, you better be back for the next episode. Otherwise, I'll be coming around your house. Please make sure to like and subscribe and hit that notification bell because, well, that is what all those other punks tell you to do. Laters.